Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello everybody and welcome to What Happened at Gamescom Opening Night Live 2021. My name is Ben.
And my name is Ashton, and welcome to the news.
The news. Ashton, we've just sat through Opening Night Live. I say sat through like we were subjected to it.
Hard,
like some
really
sort of
hard time.
Torture. It was, of course, Jeffrey Keighley and his, biannual magical carnival of video game
magical
announcements and trailers.
Carnival.
We had Summer Games Fest, Game Fest earlier this year.
Yeah.
And now we got another Opening Night Live for Gamescom. I'm just going to shuffle the cover there because it's a bit lax on this side. We've got really lovely, horrible, covered in crumbs and mystery stuff tablecloth here.
The boys use it.
The boys do use it and they leave boy bits all over it. Let's crack on, shall we? There is so much to cover. It was 2 hours long.
I forgot to write down something that happened before Opening Night Live started. The pre-show happened.
Yeah.
And there was about 5 or 6 world premiere trailers.
There were.
For some reason in the pre-show.
It's just too much. It's too much announcements.
So I think there was, what was it, Dark Pictures Anthology was in there. A couple of kind of indie titles. And there was Fight... What was that one you keep... I keep forgetting the name of. The first one. The, like, fighty one.
The fighty one. Oh, King of Fighters.
King of Fighters.
King of Fighters. The fighty one.
And a couple of other ones, but they weren't actually in Opening Night Live. They were just in the pre-show.
They were just in the pre-show. So here we are. We kick off for real.
Yes.
With the big one that's basically all but confirmed before the show even started, and that is a new Saints Row. But it's not just a new Saints Row, is it?
No, it's a soft reboot.
They're wiping the slate clean.
They're doing it again.
They're going again. It's set in some sort of, looks like a...
Western... style. It's like there was a cactus in Western.
Yeah, inspired by like New Mexico, Texas sort of area of the United States, which is, you know, a bit of a change for Saints Row. And we won't have to be waiting long either. February 2022, apparently. We saw a tiny, tiny snippet of gameplay right at the end.
Yeah, a little tidbit of some shooting.
Tiny, but
tiny bit.
Sort of confirmed the kind of stuff that we would expect from a Saints Row game. Mm-hmm. There's lots of rival gangs. It looks quite wacky and over the top.
Sure if it's all online or if there's like a campaign and stuff involved as well.
Hopefully
we'll
it will just be a campaign, but who knows? It's a reboot. They could do anything with it.
Yeah.
But we move from there.
We saw Marvel's Midnight Suns, which is their like new kind of XCOM style tactical RPG thing with going on. We had Doctor Strange, Wolverine, bunch of other people, Ghost Rider. They
Ghost
all had
Rider
nice
Captain
gold
America
outfits.
Yeah.
I think Iron Man was there as well.
Iron Man was there too.
Yeah. That's coming out 1st of September, so not long to wait for that one.
Yes.
I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, this was the one that we thought initially was going...
We
thought it was Marvel's Avengers, but actually it turned out to be this instead. This was the heavily rumoured game that we thought we'd see at E3.
Yes.
From the XCOM developers, so it could be pretty flipping
apparently
good.
Apparently there's also a new character that's not been in any of the Marvel stuff before, like a brand new character, so that's interesting as well.
Yes, it is.
Then...
Call of Duty Vanguard...
I want to preface this by saying Activision is bad, but this did happen, so we will talk about it.
We will talk about it, because it was at the show.
Yes.
And Laura Bailey was there, who voices, and I assume mocaps, one of the protagonists of the game. She is in Russia, as it is being invaded by the Nazis.
The Nazis.
And she's basically just popping some Nazi skulls and just being a bit of a Billy badass over there.
And that's coming out November 5th of this year. So again, not long to wait for that one. Then we finally got a release date for Halo Infinite.
We did.
For the campaign and the multiplayer coming out at the exact same time, apparently, which was leaked. Yes. So we did kind of know this. December 8th, 2021. So not long to that's come out. And it's fine. It's going well. The game's coming out so good.
The producer who was on stage did not look tired.
Nope.
Or
and when they cut to the
exhausted
producers at home, he didn't look like he had been crying.
No.
It was fine.
Everyone involved in that project is absolutely fine.
Having a great time.
The game is shaping up brilliantly, though, and it's very exciting that we'll be able to play it before the end of the year.
Yeah, there was some other Halo-themed stuff that came out as well, wasn't there?
There was. Your most favourite thing, probably, was the new Series 2 Elite controller for Halo Anniversary, which is green. It's got sort of like the goldy bronze D-pad. Mm-hmm. And
it had like the kind of style of like the armor, which mm-hmm. is like kind of angular and stuff.
And you saw that.
I didn't like it.
And you went, that's horrible.
Yeah, I just kind of had such a visceral reaction to it.
I really didn't like it.
No, I did like, however, the new Halo Series X that's coming out. That looked kind of dope. And there's a controller with that as well that's black.
Yeah,
that is coming out November 15th.
Sort of black and gold trimmed. Yeah. It's very nice.
They are
going to shift so many of those for Christmas, along with Halo Infinite, even though it's on Game Pass, so they don't even have to sell it, I suppose. Yeah. But it's going to be mad. Xbox is going to have a very, very fruitful holiday season, I believe.
They are.
If they can
actually stock them enough for people to buy them.
That's true. And if actually they can compete with Cult of the Lamb.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a beautiful looking, slightly unnerving game in which there's a cult involving a lamb. It's a roguelike? Is
Apparently
that a roguelike?
I think that's what roguelite. They said. Roguelite. And they also come kind of build up a village kind of situation in there as well. So
summon some sort of horrible tentacle deity
to
and all the
friends,
all the friends that are being sacrificed are like, this is
great.
Loving it. This is what I signed up for in my death cult.
Thanks so much, Lamb.
Midnight Fight Express.
Ah, the one made by one person.
One man.
He's got two kids.
he just told us all about this guy's life. His registered business address is this. Yep. This is his social security
number. How much he earns in a year. It's coming out 2022. It looks pretty cool. It's just kind of a beat 'em up style thing on a train. It looks pretty dope.
Big John Wick energy from this one. Sort of very violent.
John Wick post dogs.
Beat the crap out of everyone.
Crazy John Wick kind of vibes.
So that was pretty cool.
The game that you are kind of excited about by the maker, but not actually the content.
Mm.
You don't really care about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Not really.
But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
yes.
Shredder's Revenge.
Yeah.
No release date yet,
mm-hmm.
but April O'Neil is apparently a playable character.
Yep, and it looks great.
It means something to you guys, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Looks lovely. For people who aren't familiar, this is from the same developers who brought us the Scott Pilgrim versus the World game, mm-hmm. which is also a side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Yeah.
So I have every faith that this will be excellent, and I'm looking forward to playing it despite my lack of interest in the Toitles. From Shredder's Revenge to Banana Mania. That segue made no sense. It's late.
Morgana Banana Mania.
And I'm tired. Morgana from Persona 5 is a confirmed playable character for Super Monkey Ball Banana Mania. So if you wanted to roll around the cat from Persona 5.
Not a cat though.
Not a cat, doesn't like being called a cat. Then you can do that. And that game seemingly has all of the mini games in the
121,
world.
121, apparently.
Is that what it said?
121 mini games.
That is bonkers.
Golf. Bowling.
Football.
Rolling the ball.
Tennis. Tennis, which I don't know how that works because they're like sticking their arm out of the ball.
Everything. Anything you can imagine, it's got it. It does look crazy. The free-to-play portal-based shooter situation from Splitgate
mm-hmm.
announced their Season 0.
Yeah.
Not really how seasons work.
It's not really how numbers work either.
No, and they've introduced a new infection mode. So if you're a fan of Splitgate, there's a new mode. And I think that's available now.
Yeah, you can play it. I think the beta or the alpha or whatever it's on currently is available to play, I think, on most platforms as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Go check it out. Season 0,
mm-hmm.
again, doesn't really make sense, but it's free content. Go give it a try.
Sure,
it looks fun.
We'll let you get away with it.
It's really fun. Riders Republic. The closed beta is now an open beta. It's available to everyone. I've had hands-on with the closed beta already. There is a video that went out hopefully earlier today, depending mm-hmm. on when this video goes out, on the channel about my thoughts regarding that. But if you want to hop in and give it a go yourself, why not?
Looks pretty fun.
Go ahead.
Then we found out about really fun and exciting, and I know that we're really excited for this game because it's really up our alley, a free-to-play soccer, aka football.
Soccer.
Sim that does things differently. Yeah. Called UFL.
I give them all the credit in the world for stepping to FIFA and also Pro Evolution Soccer, which is now, I believe, changed its name because it's also going free to play and is just doing seasonal updates, which is a huge game changer for sports games. But yeah, a new contender arrives. I don't know if they'll have...
U stands for.
Ultimate. I don't know.
Maybe.
Hopefully they have some success. I don't know that they'll have any licenses, any licensed teams or players, but it seems like it's meant to be a competitive, you start a league against your friends and you just, I don't know.
It was more of like a teaser. We don't know much information about it.
Nothing yet.
So. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then something that, if Tiny Peter was here, he'd be very excited about, but he's been put in a shoebox and sent off, so he's not here.
Yes.
Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. They're modernising all of the old games, bringing them all, smashing them in with the new games. Apparently coming out spring 2022.
It's still vague.
We
they still
when,
can't commit to a specific date.
But
we saw some gameplay.
Then. Yep.
We saw some voice acting. Yep. That looked pretty fun. And it is coming next year.
It's definitely probably coming.
Safely say they've got a whole year to get it out. So 2022.
It might be full by the time we get to December, but we'll find out.
Let's just say that. Synced. Off-planet story. We got a trailer for that. You can sign up for the Advanced Alpha now. I'm trying to remember the specifics of this one.
It was like a guy with the bionics and then the nanos had taken over.
Yeah, the mech people had taken over. That was it. Sorry, I completely forgot.
And then he could take over some of the nanos and make them fight for him.
And they escaped to the moon, we are assuming.
Off-planet was basically.
Looks like an interesting concept.
Yeah.
And go check it out now. You can sign up for that alpha.
Mm-hmm.
One game I definitely won't be playing is The Outlast Trials, which has apparently been in the public consciousness for a little bit, but this was the first I heard of it.
The Toy Factory.
It looks absolutely horrible. It's more Outlast. It's a survival horror game.
But it's different because it's co-op mode.
There is a co-op mode.
So it's multiplayer. It's the first time they've gone into
multiplayer. Maybe I will play them. I do like co-op horror games.
Yeah.
Because they're inherently less scary.
Because you're with someone else.
And they can be quite fun.
Like,
yeah, go on. Go get killed by someone.
You go around the corner and I'll meet there.
But the setting, though, they've got all the mannequins and they're like on... Thing. It's like, did they get the same contractor from the Resident Evil mansions to come?
Yeah.
Who builds this stuff?
Murkoff? Something like that. Murkoff!
Yeah, stop murking me off, bruv.
Jeez.
It looks scary, though.
Doke V. Oh, my God.
Game of the show.
I am obsessed with the vibe of this game. It was great. It's like, I'm a bit upset, though, because it's an MMO.
Mm.
But I'll move past that. It's like kind of... Pokemon style, kind of weird, kind of Fortnite, kind of anything that's in at the moment. It's smashing it all together.
Mm.
It's got dancing animals, little cars, big hammers.
What more can you want?
What more can you want?
The music was absolutely bonkers.
So
it was
good.
The weirdest trailer I think I've ever seen because the production value of the actual game itself looks incredible.
Yeah.
Like it looks like a really well realized game. They know exactly what they're making. But the thing is, What they're making is really confusing to everyone who watched the trailer.
Everyone
but the
was
music
like,
was amazing.
I had a great time, but I have no idea what
happened. Fraser popped in, who was doing the live tweeting for us, our social media manager. Don't call him boy. Community manager Fraser. He was live tweeting the event and he popped into our chat and just said, just wanted to see what your reaction was because I don't know how to feel about this. It's so crazy.
Nobody knows how to feel.
It was really left an impact.
It was.
Brilliant. Moving on to Jurassic World Evolution 2. We got a new trailer. No Jeff Goldblum, sadly. No majestic herds of Goldblums.
The Goldblums.
Swooping in across the plains.
Not paying their taxes.
But we do have a release date. Has he not paid his taxes?
He doesn't pay taxes.
Is he not? Jeff.
Jeffrey.
You can be aloof if you want, but if you don't pay taxes, you can't be aloof.
Nope.
That's not allowed.
It's not the rules.
The 9th of November is when that's coming out, except Switch, it says here.
It's coming out everywhere except the Switch.
So 9th of November if you want to build a Jurassic Park, or as Jeff said, the best theme park ever,
Jurassic Park.
Yep, that's what it is, Jeff. That is what it is.
Far Cry 5, we got a new extended look at the story. It looks really interesting. I think it's going to be really good. He seems like a pretty... bad
nasty
guy.
Man.
So it's quite exciting.
Yeah, I've Giancarlo here, Esposito.
Looks dope, TBH.
That's a really insightful bit of commentary there.
Well, it was basically, it's just a story. So if you're interested, I'd recommend watching the trailer because it looks pretty cool.
He's very sinister looking.
Visually looks great as well.
And you just know his son's just going to pull the gun on him at some point.
Ba-blam.
Get him.
Ba-blam.
Looks dope, TBH.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Got him. Blood Hunt. It's a vampire free-to-play battle royale. I'm assuming it's releasing on September the 7th?
Yes.
It's not for me. It's a pretty looking game, but I personally...
It's Vampire the Masquerade is the same world that it's set in, so if that's something you're interested
in. That's more of a sort of RPG kind of game.
Yeah, right? They've basically just made a little battle royale to go along with that.
Just a little cheeky battle royale. On the side.
Yeah. Park Beyond is just a theme park tycoon. Looks pretty fun.
Yeah.
What was the word they said? Impossible.
Oh.
Impossination?
Impossidiculous.
Something like that. It's coming out 2022. We haven't got a date or anything yet, or a season, so next year. But if you like a good park tycoon,
give it
maybe
a go.
Have a look at that.
Looks like it's got a good sense of humour. The guy was at the gate at the start, like, isn't it wonderful? But I don't understand why there aren't that many people here. And it's like, it's COVID, buddy.
Buddy, pandemic.
Buddy, there's a big old pandemic.
Maybe
bud.
Baby.
Bud. We've also got Jet, The Far Shore, which during the stream when I said, I think this is it Jet that I'm trying to, like, is that the one I'm thinking of? Ashton said, yeah, it's Jet. It says Jet. No, I was trying to remember if this is the same game that was shown at the State of Play a couple of months ago.
I wanted to say that was to be funny, but it still worked.
But Jet looks fantastic. It's sort of No Man's Sky with more of an indie edge and perhaps a little bit more story and better realised, maybe. But it looks really good and I'm super interested in that. Looks dope to TBH.
Dope TBH.
Can't even get the acronym, the letters. Help! I'm tired. October the 5th is when that comes out, so not long to wait.
Horizon Forbidden West.
You wearing a hoodie?
I am. That's
Horizon hoodie.
Forbidden West hoodie. We got a PS5 upgrade for Zero Dawn. So if you want to go back and play that, you've got enough time because apparently it's coming out on the 18th of February, 2022. This is the second one.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for this game. I think it's going to be great. I love the first one. So I might have to go back and play it on the PlayStation 5 before this one comes out. But you've got plenty of time because it's not come out till
February. Yeah, so that'll be good. Worth looking forward to. Mm-hmm. God, I really need to have some dinner, Ashton.
I'm very tired, dying over here. It's fine.
But yeah, the free PS5. I'm assuming it's a free PS5 upgrade.
I think so. That's what they kind of implied.
They said it was a patch, which is different because Sony have been doing these upgrades, which you have to pay for, and they've also done these patches, which are free, and it's a bit of a mess.
Yeah, but PS5 patch.
I'll play it again with a PS5 patch. Can't remember anything about that game, and I'm looking forward to the new one. So perfect timing, really. New World.
Amazon.
This is the Amazon MMO. Yeah, so this is releasing on the 28th of September, but there will be a public beta from the 9th to the 12th of September if you want to check it out. Jeffrey Bezos's special MMO. Again, not really for me, but it's got a cool art style.
You might like it.
they're going to go toe-to-toe with the big boys and girls of the MMO genre. So best of luck with that.
Yeah. New mobile game. There are quite a few new mobile games, actually. Mm-hmm. But the first one is Marvel Future Revolution. It's their new one that's coming out. Available now. You can go and play it. Also, we think that maybe the Spider-Man from PlayStation 4 was in it.
Yeah, there were lots of skins of certainly the voice. I think Yuri Lowenthal, the voice of Spidey in the PS4 Spider-Man game, seemingly was in it.
Yeah, it's all about multiverse again.
So it makes sense. And I think I saw a Marvel's Avengers skin that I recognised for the Hulk, which I know is all inspired by actual real comics, but I mean is in the design looked like it was lifted from the game.
Yeah.
So I don't know if as I said on the stream, if they pull together some costumes and characters from actual Marvel games, that would be quite an interesting spin.
We
but
didn't
it's
get
a
any,
mobile game though so,
yeah footage of what the game actually looks like, but it might be fun.
Could well be. Give it a try and let us know. If I download it, my phone will melt.
Yes, probably.
Lindsay Stirling made us gel of her talent, is what it says next.
She's a cool violin and dance around the stage with the Tales of Arise music.
She's fantastic.
She's so
She's
good.
Unbelievably talented.
She made us gel of her talent.
She made us gel of her talent. Yes, she did. She did.
You let me write these notes.
I did. I was expecting you, honestly. When I said, can you copy and paste the headlines? Ashton rewrote them to make me gel
of
her talent.
There was too much information and I didn't like it, so I just rewrote them.
Gel of her talent. No, that's fine. It works. Tales of Luminaria is coming to mobile, right?
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, so that's coming soon. And we've also got a Tales of Arise demo coming. We've got a trailer for that. So I believe Tales of Arise is a full console experience.
Yeah.
And the other one is a mobile game.
I think demo's already out, but then they put another trailer in there just to make sure you're playing it.
Make sure you go play it if you like Tales of games.
Yeah. Deadmau5 was there.
Yeah, Deadmau5.
Deadmau5.
He said, it's actually Deadmau5. And the internet went,
no.
No, actually, it's Dead. Sorry, it's Deadmau5.
And he's made a game, apparently. It's about going to a concert in a platform called Core.
Yeah.
Which kind of looked like a kind of Dreams, Robloxy situation.
Yeah, people can create their own games and then put them there for other people to play. And but in order to advertise it, they got Deadmau5 to... I mean, it says he's made a game. I don't think Deadmau5 made the game.
I don't think he made the game.
I think he's in it and he's been licensed to do it and promote Core. So if you're interested in Core, C-O-R-E, I believe it's available on Origin. It's just on PC, not on consoles. And go check out some of the games there. Was his name Phil? Deadmau5's real name Phil? He reintroduced himself by his real name.
Yeah.
Joel. Anyway, Deadmau5 gave a very unconvincing bit at the end where he was like, you'll probably find a game that you like.
Yeah.
Okay, cheers.
Thanks. I was very enthusiastic about that.
No, it wasn't.
We also, everyone's excited about it. Fall Guys
is going to be the game of the summer.
Everyone loves that. They've partnered with Disney to do a couple of Jungle Book skins, but I think their new season's jungle theme, which is why they've gone for this. I think it's quite a weird one to choose otherwise. But you've got King Louie, Baloo, Mowgli, and Shere Khan skins.
Yeah, you can dress up.
I don't know if that's
like
available now. I think it just said look on our blog for when that's available. So, but it is coming at some point.
And if you're still playing Fall Guys, good for you.
Yeah, good for you, Han.
So many. Every time I see them tweet, there's like 20 smartasses underneath saying dead game. It's like stop being a rude boy. You is not big enough.
Yeah.
Cowards. Anyway, Valheim is getting a content expansion coming on the 16th of September called Hearth and Home.
There's a cool little trailer for it. Like
you make
a
little house. Like make a little house.
Make
stuff.
A little house.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it'll expand into the areas that are in the game that haven't currently got any enemies or anything in them. There's like a big forest with spiders' webs in them, but no spiders.
No spiders.
So I'm wondering if that will expand into there a bit more or if it's going to be something completely different. There was like a winged creature that I don't know if it is already in the game. I don't know if it's one of the bosses. It didn't look insanely like any of the bosses, but looks cool. So that's fun. There's also Crossfire. We got a look at the multiplayer. Aliens and people and zombies.
Boogeyman.
Boogeymen and shooty shooties and bang bangs.
Yep, shooties and bang bangs. That's the Crossfire multiplayer trailer.
There was also
trailer.
A weird moment where there was a guy that looked like he wasn't actually there.
Yeah,
there
it was
like a computer
the guy. Was it
person.
Sabaton? Am I remembering that correctly?
I don't know.
It's like some metal band, and he didn't look like a real man. It was
no,
incredible.
He was this real punk guy in this like kind of weird old looking set.
It was lit.
And I was like, excuse me, are you a real man or a fake man?
Or a fake man? Are you AI like Jeff Keighley, or are you real like flesh and bones like us?
So we've no idea.
Don't know if he's real. His band's real, though, seemingly.
Yeah.
Sifu is out on PS4, 5 and PC on the 22nd of February 2022. We've seen this at a few different conferences now. It looks great. The sort of free-flowing brawler where every time you die, you get a bit older.
Yeah.
But you don't get worse at martial arts, from what I understand. No. You just get more wise.
And your hair gets more grey.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's what happens when you get old.
Talking about your hair getting grey, there was an extended trailer of Death Stranding Director's Cut. The definitive edition.
Talk to me about this. What happened in this?
There was some photo mode. There was some energy drinks that weren't Monster Energy drinks. I think their partnership may have ended. There was racing on a motorbike and also in cars on designated tracks. There was some robot legs that you can just sit on and have them carry you around. So you don't even have to walk. You can just watch your character walk. There's a jetpack. And there was a couple of new areas, a couple of new missions, and Norman Reedus jumped on his bed and made
You call
sense.
Him Norman Reedus again? Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus did some things.
Yeah.
And that was the last thing they showed.
I thought this was,
for some reason,
a pretty weak one to end on. Feelings about Death Stranding notwithstanding.
Fair enough.
I just genuinely think that we've seen it already. It's not like a big reveal or surprise. It didn't really touch on anything new that we hadn't already seen
at
Jeff's last conference at Future Game Fest. Like, it seems weird that it should have been the inverse. They should have started strong with Death Stranding and ended with Saints Row. Even though we knew Saints Row was coming, that would have been
Saints Row was coming, but we didn't know anything about it.
Yeah, it would have been a much better end, I think. We did poll our chat. We asked them, you know, what did you think?
It was a pretty middly to positive review. What did you think? Did you think it was a good...
I thought it was pretty good. I do like game conferences regardless of their quality. There were lots of games shown.
Yeah.
I think Jeffrey Keighley, who's our best friend.
Our best friend.
He might say he's best friends with Hideo, but he's our best friend, Jeff Keighley.
Mm-hmm.
He continues to put on a good show with a wide variety of stuff, and he gives a voice to lots of smaller creators and also gives a voice to bigger creators, but actually puts a microphone in their face instead of just saying, here's a game from such company.
Just remembered something that we also saw that wasn't on my list because it wasn't on their list.
Right.
A weird little clip of a Jumanji game.
Oh, yeah.
That I have... It's apparently a Switch game. And it looked
Looked
really
like a mobile
weird.
Game. Didn't look great. It was Switch and PC.
I didn't understand what the mechanics were. It was really weird.
It was such a short trailer as well. But yeah, I thought it was all right.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. There wasn't really anything there for me. No Elden Ring, which is a bit of a shame, even though it won an award and was shown several times being nominated for
an
award.
And they talked about it in the like award acceptance, even though it wasn't in the whole thing.
It was a bit odd. What did you think?
I thought I enjoyed it, but then I think I just like the experience of sitting and watching all the trailers. It's kind of fun.
Just being sassy.
And just my sassy little self.
While all of these really hardworking, talented people pour their hearts out, you're just like, that looks crap.
I hate that. I hate that controller. I enjoyed it. I think it was good. I think, like you said, there wasn't anything huge, but I don't know if we were expecting any major surprises.
Yeah.
I like the fact there's a new Saints Row because I haven't played one since the third one. So it's going to be good, potentially, hopefully. But yeah, there wasn't anything that really stood out to me as like massively exciting in terms of like new information or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50,
luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Dates, which is nice. Most of the games we got a final release date for, potential final release date for, which is good. I'm excited that we at least have a bit of a time frame for a lot of the games. And there's loads coming out in the next couple months.
There is. It's going to be a busy end of this year and a busy early 2022 as well. Lots of stuff coming out in February. So it is exciting.
February's going to be crazy busy, guys.
Pending more delays should be a pretty good start to next year. But there we are. What did you think of Gamescom Opening Night Live 2021? Did you like it? And what was your favourite game? Is Jeff Keighley your best friend?
Of course he is.
He's a best friend to all of us. Yeah. Thank you so much for watching. We would have brought you more Gamescom content. We will continue to report on it in the podcast, but I believe we're pretty much done for big live streams, apart from Xbox's last night, which wasn't announcement focused. So there we are. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you whenever the next thing we need to react to is and do what happened at. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye.